This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Thanks for listening to the podcast. For catching up on Joy 94.9, follow the links on joy.org.au to subscribe and follow the show.
Lottie, the kids at Catching Up are talking camp tonight.
Rightio, I've packed the swag, yes. The poles, the robes, yes. The pegs, the kookaburra folder and the frogmouth bladder, the porta potty, yes. And the hillbilly bushranger. Anything else?
Oh, camp, Lottie, they're talking camp.
Oh, they don't look much to me like the camping types, do they?
Oh, they're as camp as a CWA cook-off. I'll put the billy on, shall I?
And I'll make the damper.
Lovely.
Come on down, Jamie. Come on down, Dolly. Come on down, Brett. It's Catching Up.
Here we all are. Hello, everybody. Welcome aboard. Welcome, Brett.
Good evening, Dolly.
Welcome, Jamie.
Hello.
How are you, darling?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, good. Thanks, sweetie. We're here on Catching Up, aren't we? We're going to talk camp tonight, aren't we, kids?
It's all about the camp.
We're not going to be talking about the size of labia or putting firecrackers up your cracker.
No.
You know why?
Not till later.
Why is it not camp?
It's not camp. What is on the show tonight, Jamie?
Well, we're here and we're pretty camp.
Mm-hmm. We are quite camp.
And really? We're not going to be talking about Colombian Coke godmothers or the benefits of dong.
They're not camp, though.
Not camp, darling. No,
that's
camp.
Right.
I think we will. We will talk about dong in a later episode, though.
Dong can be camp.
What is camp? I mean, everything, anything, and everything can be camp, but there are specific things.
You boys are a little bit camp.
Oh,
just a tad.
I'm butchy gay.
Oh.
No, you can't.
No, I'm
dong.
Camp.
Yeah,
camp,
I'm to camp as
but
well.
But I'm less camp than you, Brett.
You know what? I sound more camp than you on the radio.
Let's just say one word: souffle.
Oh, Fresh.
Yes, I know.
Teaser for later,
yes.
Souffle.
Oh, yes. Souffle, yeah, very camp word, that one, kids.
It is. Do you know what I'd like to hear, first off, which is always camp, is the mystery sound. But before we go about the mystery sound, let's talk about the new theme. Did anyone like it?
We thought we'd rehash our intro theme this week, and coinciding with Larry Emder starting the Price is Right
again
on TV. They've pulled that out from
somewhere.
He's still alive.
Good on him.
Top dollar he gets now, though.
So he should.
Absolutely, he should.
Now, we're all about catching up, aren't we? We're all about talking about a little bit of TV, a little bit of whatever, really. And you kids have got some catching up on what TV? What are you doing?
We're doing the Carry On movies, which, if you're not familiar with, was a factory of fun that went for 20-odd years with some huge names.
Yes. It was Camp Campity Camp.
It was actually one called Carry On Camping.
Yes.
So it was that camp.
Let's do our sound, shall we?
Oh, yes.
Oh, our mystery sound.
And can we talk about the prize?
Whoa.
Very camp prize.
Very important. Yes. Camp, camp, camp. You have the chance, of course, if you're a Joy member and you haven't won anything for the last couple of weeks, it's a big one, folks. Mm-hmm. It's a Dottie and Lottie mug.
Oh,
now,
wow.
It's been kindly donated by our dear friends who always open our show, Dottie and Lottie, up in Daylesford. It's a China mug featuring the both of them with the writing Daylesford, Victoria under their photo. So, look, it's priceless, really. You can't put a price on that sort of, you know, limited edition, rare.
I think
souvenir
I could put
edition,
a price on it, but you're right. It is souvenir and it is rare. I would like to listen to the mystery sounds. How do we win it?
You need to give us a call on 1300-JOY-949. You can send us an SMS on 0427-JOY-949, or you can send us an email on air at joy.org.au.
Name that sound.
Yes, name that sound. We're going to come back to the mystery sound,
Brett.
I think.
Here it is here. I've got it here, Daddy. I've got
it
here.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, yes.
Oh.
Oh, can we have that again, Dolly? Do it again, doll.
One more time. So if you think you know what that is, now it might be something being repeated, so it might be something times a certain amount. That's just a little clue for you.
Don't give them too much.
But don't forget, look, a rare...
You've got to work for these mugs.
There's only three that we know of in that have been produced.
Yes, you know what? Franklin Mint is going to be calling us right after this show.
It's a boon. It's a boon of a prize. I want one.
You've got one.
No, I don't.
Oh, do you not have one?
No, that's how limited they are. Oh, even I don't have one.
Joy 94.9.
Hi, I'm Jamie. Why would you catch up with anybody else?
Listen to us right around the nation. Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9, you're on Catching Up with Jamie, Brett and Dolly. And look, we don't pop our cork
for
no...
We don't pop our corks.
Do we?
That's a campus line, isn't it? I don't pop my cork.
Oh, look. Do you know what
for
I
any
love?
Man I see.
I love when drag queens do it and they call themselves Burley Chassy instead of Shirley Bassey.
She's a legend.
Very funny.
And we were just watching Gina Riley doing Shirley Bassey too, weren't we?
We were. We were inspired by that before the show.
Because Gina Riley, she's one hell
she's
of a camp.
She's very camp.
She's got a voice too. She can sing.
She does.
She can belt out the tunes.
So what's new with us this week, guys?
Oh, we had a little lunch today, didn't we? A little camp lunch, didn't we, sweetheart?
We caught up,
yes. We all caught up together.
Brett made a souffle, which was higher than the dish it was in, which was very camp. Dolly bought a lemon meringue pie that looked like it had come straight from a CWA annual.
Can I say the lemon meringue pie was one of the best I've had in years, Dolly.
Is that right?
Hats off.
The
hats
meringue
off.
Was a little bit brown.
The souffle was special too. Look, you're both incredibly camp. Something did, however, give me indigestion. I'm not sure.
What
I think it was probably the salad.
Couldn't have been any of
well,
those libations.
Could have been the two bits of pie I had.
I was gonna say the bread. Now I must remember I haven't made bread in ages.
Oh,
and
your high top.
And we forgot. I forgot to take out
you
the
forgot.
Metal bit that actually binds the bed together. And poor Jamie was carving.
Yes.
Very good. He was a very good guest. Mm. Carving the bread at the dining table and
till
said,
hit.
Brett, why is there metal in the bread?
Why is there a piece of metal
it's
in
like
your
a
loaf?
Little surprise. Little
I thought
surprise.
I was in prison and he was trying to snuffle me in a file or something.
Putting a file in a manicotti or something.
And
like
where
that.
Were we, Brett? We were out somewhere just on the border of Victoria.
Oh,
we?
My God,
yeah,
Jamie.
Had to take a cut lunch to get there.
Carnegie is still in zone one. It's still, and it's old
Ooh,
Melbourne, by the way.
It?
Yes, it is. It's old Melbourne.
There were lots of very pretty gardens on the way to Brett. Very camp. Very camp gardens on the way.
Now, look, what I've been catching up with is, speaking of camp, I had an interview with Christine Johnson, the very camp Christine Johnson, and she's famous, of course, for lots of things, but the Kransky sisters, I guess.
Yes.
Most people would know her from there. So having an interview with her later on with Christine, because she's got a new show called Ramp, and it's a very camp show, and it opens tomorrow night at the Arts House.
Oh, are you going to go and see it?
Oh, I'm there.
You're
absolutely.
There.
Yeah. I've got tickets. It's sold out the first night, by the way.
Oh,
so it goes for three or four nights, so that's a very, very camp show that we all need to see.
I bet.
What's camp with you, Jamie?
Oh, look, how do you know your camp? Really?
Tell us, Jamie.
I think when you...
Not the shirt you're wearing?
Not the shirt you're wearing, but
no.
When you've got more Febreze in the cupboard than any one person should have, you know your camp.
Ooh.
Ooh. Andrew, my love, that might be you and me.
You pop a Barry Manilow song on whenever you're doing the housework.
Just pop Barry on anyway.
Guilty.
Can I say it?
Yeah.
Can I say it? Are you a fan of Low?
Oh, fan of Low, fan of Low.
No. I'm a fan of Low.
I am.
Yeah.
Love him.
You know why? You know why? Because, of course, he wrote all the music for Bette, didn't he?
Yeah. Mm. Well, when he got his first contract, he called Bette and said, guess what, I've got a contract. She went, not you, you're kidding.
Did she?
She didn't believe him.
Didn't believe him.
Really?
She thought he was just being tragic.
Well, he wasn't her pianist.
Yes,
wasn't
pianist.
He?
Absolutely. In the early days.
We love the word pianist.
We
in
do
the gay
love
bathhouses. He was her pianist.
And there was a... I'll just tell a... Can I tell a quick...
Yes,
an,
you
sorry.
Go, Phil.
So they're doing... They did the gay bathhouses, but they also did shopping centres.
Did they?
And... Bette
oh,
is doing
we're having
this.
A wiki moment with
we're
Bette.
We're having a Brekkipedia.
So
yes.
Bette's singing at this shopping centre. It's not going down very well. And there's this young girl and she's sort of slouching and she sticks out her tongue to Bette. And Bette says in the middle of the song, honey, don't slouch, your tits will sag.
She's camp, which is what we're talking
she's,
about tonight.
Bette, she's bang
the
on
queen
the money.
Of camp. But Bazza, Fanlow, yes, he
Do
was all behind
iron
it.
Do you your undies? That's camp.
No.
You don't?
No.
No, that's
do
not
you
camp.
Think that napkin rings are essential?
Oh, do you know what?
You
I
do,
used
Brett.
To.
No,
I
that's like
to.
Obsessive compulsive.
Table for one. Or maybe many.
You have at some stage wore your mum's or your sister's clothes.
No.
Not my mother's clothes, that's for sure, darling.
Whoops.
I don't want to look any more lesbian.
Do we need a big mirror at the moment to shine on you, Jamie?
Your dog is smaller than the roof of your couch.
And your dog is quite small, little Botox, isn't he?
He's tiny.
Small. He's not
Don't forget
macho.
He doesn't live at my address, of course.
It's a stuffed dog, isn't it?
Yes.
A stuffed animal.
Yes. that does things out of its rear end, which is unusual for a stuffed animal, but it's one of those interactive toys.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah, thanks for that.
Thanks.
Yes.
Okay. Anything
a little bit
else?
Off the theme. Oh,
when you see a police car, do you think about ways of getting arrested? Because it could be fun.
Can I say?
No.
After you guys left, left in the afternoon.
The police came over.
The police did come
Are
over.
Are you kidding?
Did you?
I'm being serious. I'm being serious because there was an accident on... Because you know how I live near a corner.
Yes.
There was an accident.
On the border of New South Wales and Victoria here in Carnegie.
Oh, my God. For those people listening tonight that may be in Carnegie or Caulfield, can you send us a message and tell Jamie? And the funny thing is Jamie only lives about one, maybe two suburbs away at the most.
Send directions, a bottle of water and a cut lunch. It's a long
trip
out. Oh,
look. You're pushing your luck,
it's a long
Lewis.
Trip out.
You're pushing your luck.
Oh,
great shows, great topics, great radio. Joy 94.9.
This is Joy 94.9. You're with Jamie, Brett and Dolly on our usual dose of hilarity with catching up. Now, very important news. We have a prize to give away tonight, folks. It is a limited edition, rare. There's only three of these mugs in existence. It is a Dottie and Lottie mug, and it can be yours simply by being a Joy member, not having won anything in the last 2 weeks, giving us a call.
Giving
Jerry on
Jerry's
the desk.
Jerry's on the desk.
Call.
Jerry.
It's the camp. Jerry on the camp. 1300-JOY-949. You can call. You can SMS 0427-JOY-949. Or, of course, you can email onair@joy.org.au. We're going to very quickly just do the mystery sound again.
Name
for those of you
that know. Sound.
Okay. Oh, is it coming through?
Oh, hang on. Let me do that again, Jamie. That's a bit better. Yes.
Right. What a professional show we've got so far.
we spend
very camp, isn't
all
it?
Of
not
about
to be professional.
14 seconds coming up with the mystery sound right before we go on.
We were flashed tonight. Hey, look, I want to talk
what
about
have you
the,
got for us,
I
darling?
Want to talk about the origins of camp.
Origins of camp, yes, please.
Yes. So the origins of camp...
Not the gay bathhouse? Not Beth's gay bathhouse?
Do you know what? I think that came after. Look, it was actually from a French slang term called se camper, which meant to pose in exaggerated fashion, and it was first cited in 1909.
Oh.
And it was seen as then a word for being ostentatious, exaggerated, affected, theatrical, effeminate or homosexual. But it really didn't take off as a reference in pop culture till after 1950.
When there was some campness.
When there was a lot of campness.
Yes, flappy gays you call them, don't you, Brett?
The flappy gay came, and thank God the flappy gay hasn't gone.
Tight
jeans. So Christopher Esherwood, who was involved, he actually was the writer who initially inspired Cabaret.
Oh, really?
Yes, because he lived in Berlin in the 1930s. Oh, and fabulous. In his 1954 novel, The World, he has a claim that he is the first literary reference. And he said, you can't camp about something you don't take seriously. You're not making fun of it. You're making fun out of it. You're expressing what basically is serious to you in the terms of fun and artifice and elegance. So there's this whole talk about camp is not just gay men, but it's this sort of way of thinking about things.
Oh, I think it's just colourful things like flowers and, you know, princesses
top.
And fairy bridges and, you know, castles. That's camp, isn't it?
Queens jumping out of helicopters.
Yeah.
That's camp.
Gardening's camp.
Absolutely.
Yes. What else, Brett?
Well, look, I think probably one of the biggest camp icons that came out of the 1960s. Hands down, no. Dusty Springfield.
Ooh, careful what you say.
No,
was camp, though?
Absolutely.
I think she was amazingly talented, but I don't know if she was camp.
I think she was amazingly talented
as
well.
The White Supreme?
Absolutely, but, you know, she had the peroxide blonde beast-eye hairstyle. She was always in evening gowns, heavy makeup with that
panda
eye.
But that's what you did in those days, darling.
Absolutely, but Springfield borrowed elements from Brigitte Bardot and Catherine Deneuve.
Denier. That's his third, second French word tonight.
Well, other than souffle.
We should let our beautiful listeners know that Brett is actually on probation, panelling probation tonight, because he screwed it up royally last week.
Oh, come on. It wasn't that bad.
He did. It was hopeless. It was terrible. We actually were not sure if we'd let him have another go, but he's actually on probation.
We lost all three of our listeners, didn't we last
did.
Week?
Yes. So if he doesn't do well tonight, please let us know, because he will lose his buy-up for 2 weeks and end up in isolation.
I know. Yeah. Hey, look, let's play a quick game.
Oh, yes, please. Let's
distinguish between kitsch and camp.
Shall we test the buzzer?
So what's kitsch, darling? Kitsch is like...
Fantastic. So kitsch and camp are cousins.
Oh, okay. Yes.
They both relate to art, literature, pop,
Swedish
music.
Swedish cousins.
But kitsch isn't really camp, but kitsch can be camp. It's very confusing. It's blurring the lines.
Right.
How about we test the buzzer?
We will.
Oh, look, it's working.
Ooh. Ooh. We'll try one more time. Oh, that's better. So I'm going to say something, and I'd like one of you to answer to say, is this kitsch? Is this camp? Don't be rude.
Yep.
Is this both or is it neither?
Okay. Yeah, we love a game.
So we're starting?
Yep.
The Supremes. Jamie.
I think it's a bit camp.
Dolly?
Camp.
Okay.
Camp.
Anodized aluminium.
Camp. I did it before the buzzer. That's even camper.
Oh, it's kitsch. No, it's kitsch. It's like it's your kitsch. Furniture.
Oh, yeah,
like
I reckon
colourful
it's
furniture.
Kitsch. Yeah, I reckon it's kitsch.
It's beautiful stuff.
True.
Eartha Kitt.
Camp. Yeah.
Green Velvet up. Elvis painting.
Oh, you'd have one of that,
that
wouldn't
would
you?
Be camp.
See, I think that's kitsch.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's a hard one.
But that's a fine line, isn't
we
it?
We all want it, don't we?
We all want it.
We all want him out toilet.
Maybe, yes.
It's a pitch.
Eurovision.
Oh, camp.
Camp.
Tupperware.
Just bad. No,
no,
neither.
It's good. It keeps in the freshness.
No, it's not camp and it's not kitsch.
No. Sonia Kruger.
Oh, I'm bored with the buzzer and Sonia Kruger.
Camp.
I don't like her.
Okay. Oh, camp.
Oh, hang on. Which one is she?
Dag.
Red Shoes.
Oh. Kitsch.
Kitsch?
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm.
Kylie Minogue.
Camp.
Danny Minogue.
Camper.
How about two more?
Yes.
Prisoner.
Camp.
Oh, kitsch.
And Catching.
Kitsch.
Camp and kitsch.
And Catching Up.
Catching Up is definitely camp.
Camp.
We're camp.
A bit kitsch.
We're camp.
Yeah, we're happy to be on your shelf. Aren't we? Like something kitsch.
Absolutely. Hey, look, I've got a camp old classic.
What is it, darling?
Boney M.
Playing all
have
the
a guess.
Tunes.
Have a guess.
Brown Girl in Your Ring.
Sunny, actually.
Oh, my God, it's Sunny.
It's one of their songs, though, isn't it?
Joy 94.9.
Brett, Dolly and Jamie playing for laughs, playing for keeps on Catching Up on Joy 94.9.
You're on Catching Up on Joy 94.9 with Brett, Jamie and Dolly, and that was Sunny by Boney M. And speaking of camp, we are all throughout the whole hour that we're with you here today. Christine Johnson is starring in Ramp, and that's RRAMP. There's 2 R's at the beginning of it, and it opens at, it's a theatrical piece that opens at the Arts House tomorrow night. Only for about 4 nights, so you really must go and get a ticket. She's fabulous. Anyway, here is the interview with Christine Johnson, who was famous for the Kransky Sisters.
Hello.
Hello, yes, will you take a reverse charge call from Joy 94.9? Would you mind, because we're a little bit poor here, we're a community radio station, and would you mind, darling, paying for the call? That's all right.
No.
No. Oh, goodness me. Fair enough, darling, fair enough. All right, are you in a good spot?
I'm in the car. Can you hear the...
You're in the car. No, I can't hear the car, the inside of the car, so that's good.
Oh, it's a park.
You got your radio down?
Yeah.
You got your window down a little bit too, down. Darling, for some air?
I know. I've got to open just a jar a little.
Open another one of those jars. I don't want you passing out on me.
No.
All right.
Okay.
Christine, are you breathing heavy? Oh, you're getting old on me, aren't you, darling? Did you hear that? She's got a little breath, hasn't she? Oh, sweetie, just wind down your window a little bit, folks. We're doing the interview with Christine Johnson and she's in the car. What kind of a car do you drive, darling?
Well, I drive at the moment.
Yeah. Have you stolen one, have you?
I've stolen one for the occasion. I just a car on the street. I thought, I'll just pop into that car.
Yeah. No, that's
because
good, darling.
You know, the cone of silence. Conversations in cars are always good.
Well, just the heavy breathing worries me, darling. I feel like I'm a West End with Tracy Wigginton. Christine, you play the collector, okay?
Yeah.
And you've got Lisa O'Neill, your little sidekick. She's the dancer. And you've got Peter playing the music, electrocrat kind of music. And you're telling us stories of chickens and love, tax receipts and emotions in jars, to name a few. Because you've been doing the show nationally, haven't you, sweetheart?
Yeah, Melbourne is the last little leg of our tour of Southeast Australia, the Arts House.
Oh, you've got imaginary jars showcasing your wonderfully twisted minds. Is that right? Would you say you had a wonderfully twisted mind, Christine?
Perhaps I do. I don't try to, but I think I have a vivid imagination and I feel quite privileged, actually, that I can perform what I think about on stage.
Yeah,
things that come to me on stage. And I guess that's what comes from creating your own work, and in this case, alongside Lisa O'Neill and Peter Nelson, and Amania Price, who is actually a Melbourne-based artist. She's done some fantastic animation to the show.
So it's like flicking through a picture book as we're sitting in our little theatre seats. Is that right? What do you think?
It is a bit like that. But
as you open up each page, it's got lots of noise happening too, hasn't it, darling?
There's a lot of
music.
It's all original music.
It's not Rocker Steadford, though. It's a little bit better than that, isn't it?
No. In fact, the show ramp tells some of the stories, and some of my greatest friendships were with little chickens.
Yes.
And they come into the show as well. Stories. It's quite rare.
So, darling, you grew up with chooks, is that right?
I did. Yeah.
So the chicken thing has been a big thing in your life, hasn't it? Where'd you grow up, darling? What area of Queensland did you grow up?
I grew up in Geebung.
Geebung?
Yeah.
It's a little suburb.
Outer suburb, and it's sort of, at that point in time, semi-rural. So we had a bit of a hobby farm. We had horses and
horses, yes.
Open space where you can just run around and pretend to
Could
be
you just chuck us in a chook? Could you chuck us in a chook noise now, darling?
Well,
give us a chook noise.
I don't know whether I do chook so well, but there were they have such nice voices and varied voices. In fact, they were my inspiration to use my voice.
The chooks taught you how to sing, didn't they?
They're sort of a little bit operatic in there. You know, they think that I do another character, Madame Lark, who sort of does bird calls that I sort of rehearsed while I sat in the chook pen, because the grain that you feed the chooks attracts birds, so you do get to experience all the voices of bird life. And I suppose I could give you a currawong.
Come on. Oh, a currawong, that's very Queensland.
It's a Queensland bird. I'm not sure whether they're down there, but I'll give it a go inside the car. I'll close the door of the car.
Yeah, good. Thanks for that.
Did you hear that?
That's fantastic.
I give you a little bit of a kookaburra. Yeah,
go the kookaburra. That's
but I
gold.
Do bird calls in ramp.
Oh, look, my mum's a bird watcher. And she would love that. Yes, darling, yes. Because that part of being a bird watcher is that you do need to know your calls. And
you do need to.
You need to know what you're listening for, because you can't often see the birds, you see.
Listen to us right around the nation. Joy 94.9.
This is Joy 94.9. You're on your regular dose of catching up on a Tuesday night from 9 to 10 with Dolly, Brett and Jamie. And we're talking everything camp this evening. So, Easter bonnets, camp?
Oh, yeah.
Totally camp, don't you think?
Totally camp.
Christmas, camp.
Camp is Christmas.
A hat, fruit basket type hat, camp.
Yeah, camp.
You mean like Carmen Miranda?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Putting fruit in your hat, that's camp. Mm-hmm. Garden gnome.
Camp.
Camp, yes. Camp.
Kitsch, actually.
Yes.
A bit of both.
Liberace.
Liberace. Oh, we don't want to talk.
Why have
darling,
I still got labias on my head?
Session.
No,
thank you.
Oh, my God.
Couldn't have been further from the truth, could it, with Liberace?
Stop it. Yes, absolutely.
Should we do a bit of a mystery sound one more time? Because, guys, this is a very exciting prize.
Name that sound.
Name now, that sound. We should say that I was just doing the sound a few times over.
Yes.
So it might be something that you could do that to several
and
times.
And can you SMS us on 0427JOY949 or give Jezza a call on 1300JOY949 or email onair@joy.org.au.
Because the very beautiful Dottie and Lottie of Dalesford have very kindly donated a priceless, and I do mean priceless, mug of themselves celebrating Dalesford, Victoria as a visitor destination, Brett.
Fantastic. Now, look, we were just listening to the first part of Dolly's interesting interview with the fantastic Christine. She's one of the members of the Kransky Sisters. Shall we listen to
but
a little bit
more? She's not doing Kransky Sisters.
But she's not doing it anymore. This is her new show.
That Kookaburra was unbelievable, wasn't it?
Amazing vocal
I thought there was a Kookaburra here in the studio with us.
Same. Let's listen to a little bit more of Christine Johnson.
This will go way back, don't you, darling, you and your little sidekick. I remember the days back at the Metro Theatre Brisbane, was it, back then? When you did the Woman in Voice cabaret series?
Yeah, we did. That's when, in the early 90s, when Brisbane, a lot of really interesting things were happening in the underground world. So we did two...
I remember you were such an imposing figure in wonderful costumes, belting out tunes or octaves everywhere. They were all over the place and your little sidekick tap dancer friend, half your size, sidekicking away. And then I'd hear this note and I'd go, oh, my God, where's that note from? And you'd just have your mouth open and she'd be tap dancing or something. And someone would go, well, that's Christine. I go, oh, God, she's not even moving her mouth. Look what's coming out. So it sounds like you've returned to your earlier days with this show, with Ramp.
Well,
same zany characters.
It's quite, yeah, I guess so. But to tell you the truth, they're actually just heightened versions of ourselves. Because when we were asked, because the show was commissioned by the Brisbane Powerhouse, which is a fabulous venue up here.
Yes.
We were commissioned to do a show and we thought, well, we've always wanted to have a band, so let's do it.
Right. Oh, okay.
And so we tell stories that they're all true. We all wanted them to be true. So it's sort of heightened version of ourselves and we're sort of having a bit of a dig at ourselves, really. So
you've got collections in jars. And can I just tell you quickly, I saw this great show at the Melbourne Comedy Festival called Mr. Snotbottom, and he collected farts and kept them in different size jars around the house. So I'm thinking it's more of the same thing. Is that right?
No. Well, not so much of that type of air. I do a bit of airing of other things.
You do. Now, you've got old skin or something, is that right, that you're air out?
Yes. I always wanted to be a doctor when I was little, and so I was fascinated with, specifically bones. I wanted to be a bone specialist.
Okay. What kind of a childhood did you have, darling? Out in Geebung with your bones and your chooks. What's your house like now, darling? Are you a bit like your collector, a little bit of a hoarder?
Oh, yes, a collector. Anyway, but from as long as I can remember, I've always collected things because I like to look at them and I'm fascinated with the way things change over time too, which is why I like, botanical specimens, I suppose.
You're a yodeler also, if I remember rightly, in my Queensland days.
Yes.
Can you give me a yodel? Please.
Oh, gee.
Come on.
Oh, it's on the spot and I am sitting in a cup.
Come on. You gave me a Kookaburra. What about a yodel?
Oh, it's a full body sort of experience.
Hang on. Is it?
The classic. I'll give it a go.
Okay.
Yodelay, do, yodelay, do, yodelay, yodelo, yodel, do.
There she is sitting in your car in Brisbane, yodelling. Anyone looking at the moment, sweetheart?
There's a couple of people taxied.
It's like Brisbane's still looking good.
A bit of a look. I never intended to be a performer or anything like that. It just sort of
happened.
I was very shy. I was actually very shy.
Oh, that's right. You used to get stage fright, didn't you? Or do you still do?
Yeah, well, absolutely. Terrible nausea and sickness before going on stage. Mm. But I loved singing and I sang in some bands and things like that. And in fact, there was a time when I just couldn't stand the sound of my voice. I stopped singing, stopped doing everything.
Yep.
And it was actually through laughing at myself that brought me back into singing again. And so then I was in a band called Jezebel Dinosaur, and that was kind of like a band, but it's kind of a cabaret. I don't know. It was fun, lots of fun. And
so not as much stage fright now, darling? Like, how are you going to be with Ramp? You're going to be okay?
I'm used to it.
Getting used to it now? I mean, it's been a good 50 years, hasn't it? Not that long, is it? I'm being rude. Do you have any other animal noises you can quickly make before we go?
Oh, gee. Well, my personal favourite is the whip bird.
Oh, yes, please.
Better in a big hall where you get a bit of reverb and stuff like that. So,
right. Give it a go in your car, would you, darling?
Here we go. And not this won't happen in Lamp, but this is the character of Madame Lark who does these things.
Right, yeah, lovely.
But anyway,
thank you. That's the whipbird, folks. That's the whipbird, and that's Christine Johnson. Thank you so much, darling,
thank
for taking
you,
the time.
Great to actually catch up with you again. It's been a long time.
Oh, it's been a long time, hasn't it, sweetheart, between drinks?
Yes, yes.
So we're going to see you in Ramp starting this Wednesday, Wednesday the 5th of September. Not for long, is it? It's only a few nights.
5th to the 8th, and it's only, well, there's actually four night shows, and then there's a matinee on the Saturday, 3 o'clock.
Okay, darling, thank you so much for talking to us at Catching Up on Joy.
Thanks, Dolly.
Okay. Thank you, darling. Bye.
That was an interview with Christine Johnson, and that last bit of the interview you heard is actually one of her songs that we'll be playing at the end of the night.
One of the songs from Ramp.
She knows her bird songs, doesn't she, Dolly darling?
That's good, isn't she, hey?
Yes.
Big bird group would love Christine.
It's not like I was at the zoo.
Maybe we should get her to come in and do sounds for us for Name That Sound.
Well, yes.
Think she'd be in on that?
I think she'd do it.
Yes. I would like to listen to the sound one more time.
Okay, right.
I would love that. Jamie, take it away.
Everyone just said, look on his face.
Oh, my goodness. Shall we give them a hint as well?
Oh, yes. Is there anyone out there? Because it's been a bit quiet.
It's been a bit quiet tonight. Maybe it's too hard.
Someone's ringing Jerry.
Take your clothes off again.
Keep them on. Keep them
what do you
on.
Mean again?
Put your clothes back on.
Put your clothes back on.
Would you mind?
On, off,
it's not
on,
camp,
off.
Darling.
Hey, so if you know the mystery sound, and maybe it's a piece of stationery, that's all I'm saying. SMS us on 0427JOY949. Call us. The wonderful Jerry is waiting to take your call on 1300JOY949, or just email us on air at joy.org.au. And in the meantime, if you've got something camp to share with us, we'd like to hear from you.
Yeah, we'd like a little bit of
and
camp.
Even if just about camping. If you don't have anything camp, you could tell us about camping.
Yeah, it's about port-a-loos or something.
Or anything like that. Did you guys ever go on a camp when you were little?
Oh, all the time, school camps.
Camping.
Hate it.
Really? Oh, yes. Yeah. Oh, I was dragged all over Australia.
There were
in a
no
tent.
Flutes at band camp or anything nice?
No. Was there a flute at your band camp?
Was there? You know what, I thought it'd be nice if they'd had queer camp when we were kids. That would have been great. Like, you could have done, like, a Thai cooking lesson.
Yes.
Dolly, you could have... stage show.
You know, you could have fixed up your Datsun 120Y in the...
Did you remember that
repairs.
I had a Datsun 120Y?
I just had a feeling.
Did you?
I just had a feeling
did
about
you know that.
That? I'm psychic.
You're telepathetic.
That's funny. My mother had a Datsun 180B.
I had two, actually. Did she? How is Maggie? Hello to Maggie tonight.
Maggie as well. She cried the day she had to give up her blue Datsun 180B.
Oh, yes.
Was
I had a blue.
Nice turquoise. Blue.
It was
yes.
the turquoise
yes.
blue.
That's camp.
That was camp, Mum. Sorry, Mum.
Joy 94.9.
Hi, you're listening to Dolly Adamson on Joy 94.9 with the Catching Up Crew. Why would I say just Dolly for? I'll get rid of that one.
Joy 94.9, you're with the Catching Up Crew on a Tuesday night. Jamie, Brett and Dolly. We're talking all
Yoo-hoo.
Things camp this evening, which is
oh,
pretty much just...
matron.
It's us and a whole lot of other camp
that?
Things.
That was a lead into a nice segue, wasn't it,
was
Jamie?
It was a beautiful
Jamie.
Segue, Brett.
But before we go into the carry-on films,
yes.
I hear there's a few guesses for the mystery song.
Well, because there's such a fantastic prize to give away tonight, the Dottie
I
and Lottie limited edition, only three that we know of.
And
yes.
In the world.
Franklin Mint hasn't quite got their steam press going
in
yet.
Valued at an undetermined amount because it is so rare.
Incredible amount.
Really.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Now, Luke from Brisbane, thank you for your support and listening to us. We appreciate that.
Hello,
however,
Luke from
you
Brisbane.
Do need to be a Joy member. If you are, send us your membership number or give us a call and join, which because the prize would be yours, Luke, because you're correct.
So, Luke, you can call us on 1300JOY949. Jerry is waiting to take your call.
Of course, the same goes for the beautiful Maggie in Perth. Who
Isn't
is
Maggie having a crack at it?
Maggie,
I know, bless her heart.
You've got it, Maggie, you're right.
Maggie's Brett's mum.
But she's not
but
a
she's
member,
not
mum.
A Joy member, and how can you not be,
Why
really?
Why haven't
not
you signed her up yet, Dance?
Well, because we have to talk about these things.
I would have thought he would have signed her up for a chance to win the Jeep.
Oh, no. Yeah, well, I did with my mum, actually.
There you go.
Still didn't work, but you know what? Good for you.
Oh, no.
Good
for you.
Also, thanks to the beautiful Sarah from Noble Park. You're very close, Sarah. Sarah said a light switch. It's not a light switch.
That's really close. Sarah from Noble Park. Is that near Carnegie?
No, that's past. No, don't be rude.
Don't be rude.
Hey, let's talk about something really camp.
Yes, please.
The Carry On films.
Carry On, you boys. Carry On.
Oh, my God. Now, for those of you who don't know, the Carry On films were a series of 31 low budget.
31, Dolly.
Oh, it's the truth.
British motion pictures between 1958 and 1992. They did have a hiatus of 14 years between 1978 and 1992.
As we all did then.
Had a hiatus. Yes.
It's actually the longest series for films next to the James Bond films.
Wow.
Yeah, still to this day.
And the films, were they?
Yeah, absolutely.
They didn't get Carry On in Queensland.
Clearly not. Joe.
Didn't
Joe
have
put
TVs there.
Joe put a stop to that. Hey, look, we've got a bit of a mashup.
Yes.
For those playing at home, try to guess your favourite Carry On. I'm going to quiz Jamie after this.
From 28 films.
And God knows how many film stars.
That Carry On.
Wouldn't put that in my mouth if I were you. Might explode.
I hope not. Matron doesn't approve of banging in the wards.
Good morning, madam. My name is Bertram Oliphant West.
Well, I'm sorry, but what can I do about it?
Now, don't be a silly boy.
Look, if I let you, would that maybe be a sensible one?
What's going on here, nurse?
Oh, sister, he won't let me take his underpants off, the silly boy.
You're darn right I won't. And I'm not a boy, as you'd soon find out.
Be honest now, do I look like a woman of 40?
You really feel as young as that?
No, that's what I am.
Oh, hello. Splendid girl, and so helpful. Do you know she's been showing me how to stick the pole up? Do you know, I haven't done this since I was in the army, at a camp concert.
Don't rush me. I think you'll find it's worth waiting for.
Yeah, so it's Christmas, but you won't find me stuffing your turkey. I can't have people walking around here naked. I've got my hens to think of. Doesn't take much to put them off their lane.
And it doesn't take much to put me off mine.
Okay, so if you haven't heard Carry On before, it's all about double entendres. Ooh,
yes.
It's all
lots
about
lots of innuendo.
Lots of innuendo. Now, Jamie, did you get some of the actors?
Right. Well, I got Joan Sims.
Yes.
Yeah. I got Barbara Windsor.
Oh yes.
Beautiful Barbara Windsor.
Absolutely.
There was Sydney James in there.
Oh yes.
Now, I think that's was there one of Eddie's mum? What's her name again?
Eddie's mum, yes, June Whitfield,
yes, who was beautiful back then in those. Dolly's lost; she hasn't heard.
Dolly hasn't heard about the Carry On.
There was one called Carry On
Up Your Cracker.
Your Kaiser.
No, it was Carry On Up the Khyber.
Carry On Up
the
Khyber.
I haven't heard of that one. Yes,
Carry On Khyber. Doctor, Carry On Nurses, Carry On Matron, Carry On Camping.
I thought that was a river in Mount Isa.
Absolutely, well, but some of the other regular cast was Kenneth Williams.
Of course.
He was always the one who went, matron, Jim Dale, he always played the handsome doctor. Frankie Howard. Do you remember Frankie Howard? He was like, oh, Mrs. No, never. Hattie Jakes was the matron. She always played the matron. She was always like, oh, Dr. Tinkle. And the wonderful Charles Hawtrey, who was the skinny, quiet camp man with glasses, always wore. He always said it was like, argh. He was very camp. Mm. Basically, what they were an extension of the music hall or the seaside postcards of Britain.
Yeah.
And they did, as you said before, they did a lot of parodies. They did Carry On Cleo.
Cleo.
Yeah.
Which was based on the film Cleopatra.
It became a TV series shortly. It had like 12 episode TV series. And it was just, I remember being a little kid.
I don't remember it on the box.
It was a bit Benny Hill-esque, you know.
It was very Benny Hill-esque.
A little bit of titties,
it was a
was
lot
it?
Of tits and
ass. But it was the satire of the day. So when when we think of satire, we think of probably fast forward, full frontal. This was the satire of the day, taking off, you know, current things. And they were always a bit of cheeky fun. It was never dirty. It was always sort of...
Sounds a little bit dirty, though.
Well, yeah, but it wasn't dirty in the sense of...
No, it was dirty.
It was dirty?
It was dirty, but it always had a softer meaning. So at times you would think, is this the dirty? Are they being dirty? You know, that sort of camp. It's camp.
Camp.
It got away with all sorts of stuff under the guise of camp.
And look, probably nowadays you probably watch it and just think, oh, no, no, no. But if you're a mad, if you love Are You Being Served and that type of comedy, you'd love Carry On.
I loved it. I've watched about 58 hours of it this week.
Just to get that 2 minute segment. You know,
and then Brett had to edit that.
Because
I was over it.
Dedication, that
It's
a whole lot of Carry On for nothing.
Joy 94.9.
Australia's best tit bit without the tits. Catching up on Joy 94.9.
We've finally come to the end of the show, just about, on Catching Up on Joy 94.9. Yes, and we've been talking all things camp, and I've got a very camp girl here right beside me, Sonia. She's on for the next camp hour from 10 o'clock from Sci-Fi and Scream. What you
it's
got?
It's space camp, really. You could say we've got The Forbidden Planet, Return to the Forbidden Planet, the musical coming to Melbourne.
That sounds camp.
Wow.
And we have a double pass to give away, so that's exciting.
Oh, you guys get really good prizes, don't you, actually?
Yeah, it takes a lot of begging. You bet. And we've also got Zach from Cult Vault, who's going to talk about some awesome Italian zombie movies from the 70s and 80s. It's playing here at the Italian
Film
Festival.
You want to be careful how you say that last phrase on air as well. What was it? Cult. Yeah, it was the second part to it.
Cult Vault.
Cult Vault. You'd be very careful with those two words.
Am I crossing some boundary?
No, it could just be camp. Be careful.
It could be.
Well, hey, did we get a winner for the mystery sound? Thank you so much, Sonia. It's always delightful to see you.
Thank you.
Please stay tuned for the next hour. Sounds fantastic.
Yes.
As always with Sci-Fi and Squirm, we have to send out a quick hello to Jimbo in Perth, but unfortunately, Jimbo, it's not a stapler. So, look, I think we're going to have to roll over the mystery.
We are going to have to roll over.
We've got to work hard for it because it's
priceless.
Damn good present.
Literally is priceless.
It is.
Dottie and Lottie mug.
Oh, well, that's the end of camp. Guys, what's on the show next week?
End of camp.
We're doing legends next week, so it could be Elvis, could be Marilyn, could be Jimi Hendrix.
Could be Gina Reilly doing Shirley Bassey.
Oh, do you mean the fabulous Eleanor Lagore
for the Saturday show.
Possibly.
Wednesday afternoon, so it must be the Saturday show.
Well, thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Oh, there's breaking news.
Oh, yes.
There's breaking news.
Yes, yes.
Sarah from Noble Park has come in at the last moment. And won the prize. It is a clicky pen. Sarah, you've won it.
Sarah
from Noble Park, you will be receiving a Dottie and Lottie mug.
Oh, well done, Sarah.
It's for your coffee, by the way, darling.
Hey, Dolly,
The last song.
Yes, tell us about the last song
tonight. The last song we have is a song from Ramp, which is the new production starring Christine Johnson. So this is the song from Ramp. Please see it. It's at the Arts House. Starts tomorrow night. Good night from me.
Good night from me.
And good night from me. Thanks for your company.
Joy 94.9.
You're catching up on our podcast. Tune in 9 to 10 every Tuesday night on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.